In House floor debate, Republican Drew Darby of San Angelo said the state needs to reassert its authority to manage oil and gas drilling and prevent cities from stopping it with local ordinances. He said House Bill 40 aims for a precise balance.
I think we've tried to use a rifle shot to accommodate the needs of this growing state and the needs to develop our oil and gas resources and yet protect the citizens of this great state.
The House bill allows cities to regulate surface activities such as traffic and noise around wells and some setbacks from drilling sites as long as the regulations are commercially reasonable. Under the bill, cities may not regulate anything underground, including fracking or wastewater disposal wells. Darby assured opponents there are plenty of protections for current city drilling ordinances.
Unless they were designed and passed to prevent oil and gas operations and have that practical effect, there is a presumption in those cities' favor that that ordinance is valid.
Houston Democrat Sylvester Turner acknowledged the bill will likely become law.
Just because the majority carries doesn't mean the majority is right. And I think in due time, I hope this bill does not come back to haunt us.
North Texas environmentalist Rita Beving is disappointed by the lopsided vote. She had hoped a leak of fracking water that caused an evacuation in Arlington last weekend would be a wake-up call for lawmakers.
Arlington should be a shining example to everyone in the state why we need drilling ordinances. When a driller waits 2 hours to call in an emergency such as that, and the Railroad Commission, frankly, was nowhere to be found, this is why we need local control.
The Railroad Commission oversees oil and gas operations in Texas. The House bill passed 122-18. Similar drilling legislation unanimously passed a state Senate committee last month. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.